And it's called check corn.
Right.
Well, check the corn plant.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know you can plant that corn that way and it'll really make good.
Is that right?
Yeah. Us boys, when we used to come to Stockton to trade at the store, we lived about 4 miles above Stockton up there. And we come down there and Papa would talk about that little field of corn. Said it's checked, and we never know nothing about no corn being checked. And we did learn from that, you see, that you could plant corn checked.
Hmm.
And it was really interesting for us boys to learn that.
And that's the way to do it.
Yeah. We had a great uncle that had a big store kind of in the upper edge of Stockton up there, right at the forks of the road now, at the big Methodist church. And I remember back there when we'd stop at that store and trade with him, and my daddy's uncle, great uncle, Lee said, and they weighed the stuff out by pounds. By meal and anything you bought is by pounds, and you buy cloth, they measured by yards, and it was really interesting stuff, chilling then. And we looked forward to come to town so we'd get some candy or fruit or something, you know.
Yes, sir.
About once a week.
Yes.
Walked about 4 miles.
Had to walk 4 miles to town?
Uh-huh. But we were just as happy on the road as we could be, you know, with Daddy, us children.
How many children were there in your family?
Well, I believe there were, at that time, there were, let me see, four, I believe.
Yes, sir. How many boys and girls?
Let's see, there was three boys. Three boys and one girl, all the lost.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, four in the family.
I see. So you were born in Stockton. How long did you live up there?
Well, practically all my life until I come to Baymanette. In other words, settle down here.
How old were you when you came here?
Well, I was grown. I didn't see. I don't know how old I was. Don't remember.
Guess you were 30, 40?
Yeah, middle age. Something.
Been here ever since?
Yeah, practically ever since. Not too regular, but I mean, been here more than any other place since that time.
Have you ever lived anywhere else besides Stockton or Baymanette?
No, well, down in White House Fork, I lived down there about a couple of years.
White House Fork?
Yeah, that's about 7 miles below me, I believe.
It's 7 miles from Baymanette?
Uh-huh.
Which direction is that?
It's south.
South?
Southwest.
I see. So you moved down there after you'd been in Baymanette for a while?
Yeah, and then I come back to Baymanette.
How do you like it here?
I like it here fine, although I'd rather be back at Stockton on the river, you know. I, no river coon, I reckon. I was raised at the river most of my life. And I learned to love the river when I was about 10 years old, between 8 and 10. And this beautiful moss that hangs on the trees at the river.
Yes, sir.
Seemed like that stamped my heart and mine. And I can remember back there when I first ever came to